2. Abraham leaves home. Abraham lived in a city called Haran with his wife Sarah, his flocks, his servants, and everything he owned. He had a good life. He was settled. Then God spoke to him. God said, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." That was it. God didn't say where. He didn't give Abraham a map or a name or a direction. Just leave everything you know and go where I tell you. Abraham was 75 years old. He was not a young man looking for adventure. He had built a life in Haran. He had roots there. Walking away from all of that, with no destination and nothing but a promise, was not an easy thing to do. But Abraham did it. He took Sarah and his nephew Lot and all the flocks and servants and possessions they had gathered, and they left. They walked away from Haran and into land they had never seen, heading to a place they couldn't name. God had also made Abraham a promise. He said, "I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great." But Abraham had no children. He and Sarah had wanted children for a long time, and it had never happened. So the promise must have sounded strange. How do you become a great nation when you don't even have a son? Abraham kept going anyway. He traveled through the land of Canaan, setting up camp, moving on, setting up camp again. He lived in tents. He didn't build a permanent house because he was living on a promise he couldn't see yet. God didn't explain the plan before he asked Abraham to move. He didn't say how long the journey would take, or what the land would look like, or when the promises would come true. Abraham went anyway. That's what faith looks like. Not knowing everything, but knowing who asked. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 9.